Title: We sample old school DNB 808 tail with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build that proper old school jungle slash DNB bass hit. The kind that has a sharp little knock at the front, then a long warm 808-ish tail behind it but with that worn-in, mid-forward dust so it still speaks on small speakers. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices, and the big concept is, we're going to design it like a mini signal chain, then resample it so it feels printed and committed, like hardware workflows. That resample step is where it stops feeling like a plug-in patch and starts feeling like a record. Step 0. Quick setup so you're designing in the right context. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. I'll sit at 174. Now give yourself drums to judge against. Drop an amen or a think style break onto an audio track. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients and bring the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 so it stays crisp. Then add a super basic kick and snare pattern too. Nothing fancy. The reason I want both is because your transient choices are totally different depending on how busy the drums are. A transient that feels amazing solo can feel like an annoying tick once the break is smashing. Cool. Now we build the tail. Create a new MIDI track and name it 808 Tail Builder. Load operator. Oscillator A. Set it to a sine wave, level at 0 dB. Now go to the pitch envelope. This is the classic 808 drop at the front of the note. Put the amount around 15 as a starting point, and decay around 100 milliseconds. If you go too extreme here, it gets cartoony or the tuner will lie to you, so keep it controlled. Amp envelope next. Attack at 0, decay somewhere between 600 and 1200 milliseconds. For DNB, longer is usually better at this stage because we can trim later, but you want enough sustain to feel that roll. Sustain all the way down, so it's essentially a one-shot style tail, and give it a release around 100 to 150 milliseconds, so it doesn't chop off abruptly. Optional but very useful. Add glide or portamento. Somewhere between 40 and 90 milliseconds can give you that slippery legato on fast runs. If you're doing more classic two-step patterns, it's optional, but for rolls it's a vibe. Now play a few notes like C1, D1, F1. Listen for stability. If it feels like it's wobbling or the pitch feels confused, reduce the pitch envelope amount or decay. Before we go further, quick coach move. Tune first, then print. Drop a tuner after operator, just temporarily. When you hit a note, don't stare at the first moment of the sound, because the pitch envelope and transient will make the tuner chase. Listen and look about 200 milliseconds into the note. That's where the real fundamental sits. This saves you from building an entire bass, resampling it, then realizing it's basically between notes. Alright, now we build the transient layer, the little knock that helps it cut through breaks. Create another MIDI track and name it Transient Click. Fast way. Load simpler in one-shot mode and grab a tiny clicky sound. Rimshot, a kick beater slice, vinyl click, even some short foley. The key is that it has a clear attack, and basically no low end. If you don't have a sample handy, you can also do it with operator by using noise or super short sine tick. Either way, set the amp decay really short, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. This is not a drum hit, it's a transient accent. Now add EQ 8 on that transient track. High pass it around 150 to 250 HC so it absolutely does not fight your sub. Then, if it needs more snap, add a small bell boost somewhere between 2 and 5 KHZ, like plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Don't go crazy, we're not making EDM click bass. Then add drum bus gently. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom off, we do not want extra sub here. And transients up maybe plus 10 to plus 30, depending on how aggressive you want it. Now mute your tail for a second and audition just the transient while the break plays. The goal is, you can still hear it clearly, but it shouldn't sound like a separate percussion instrument. Next step, make them a single instrument, and make the transient feel glued to the tail. You can do this two ways. You can put both inside an instrument rack as two chains, or you can keep them as two MIDI tracks routed to a single audio track later. Either is fine. Here's the key coach note. A click layered on top often sounds stuck on unless the timing is perfect. So do this. Nudge the transient slightly earlier, like 0.2 to 1.5 milliseconds. You can do it with track delay or by nudging the clip. It's tiny, but it changes the psychology. Your ear starts reading it as the same impact, not a separate element. Also, if the transient sounds too modern, do a tiny low pass on it around 8 to 12 kHz. That removes the super hi-fi tick and puts it more into that worn-in territory. Now balance the two. Tail is the weight. Transient is the definition. A great rule. Turn the transient down until you miss it when it's muted, not until it dominates when it's on. Now we go for the money move, dusty mids without destroying the sub. After your combined bass, add an audio effect rack to split it into two chains. Chain 1 is clean low. Chain 2 is dirt mid. On clean low, put a Q8 and low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. The point is, keep the actual sub and low fundamental stable and clean. You can add a compressor after that if you want, lightly, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 40 milliseconds, release 80 to 150, and just shave 1 to 3 dB on peaks. You're not smashing it, you're just stabilizing. On dirt mid, put a Q8 first, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, and low pass it around 2.5 to 6 kHz. That top cap is important because we want airless dust, not fizzy treble. Now add roar. Start with soft clip or tube. Drive maybe 5 to 15 dB, but it depends heavily on your input level. And that leads into another pro habit, gain staging for distortion consistency. Before roar, put a utility and set your level so you're peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS going into the dirt. Roar and redux respond wildly to level, and if every note hits the distortion differently, your bass will feel inconsistent across the scale. In roar, keep the tone slightly dark, and use the mix around 20 to 50%. We're blending dirt in, not replacing the whole sound. Optional. Add redux after roar for that gritty grain. Set bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample maybe x2 to x6, and keep the mix subtle, like 10 to 30%. You should feel it more than you hear it. If you want the dust to feel more alive, put an auto filter either before or after distortion on that mid chain. A nice trick is filter before distortion with a tiny envelope amount, so it opens on impact and closes on sustain. That gives you punch up front and warning mids behind. Now blend the chains. What you're aiming for is presence around 200 to 800 Hz so the bass reads on laptop speakers, but the low chain stays solid and doesn't flap. And do a mono check right now, not later. Throw a utility at the end of the rack temporarily and set width to 0%. If your character disappears, you are leaning on stereo artifacts instead of harmonics. In jungle and DNB, that low end lives in the middle. Next we control the tail, old school style. Long, but not messy. After the rack, add a gate. Yeah, a gate on bass. Set the threshold so it trims the tail just enough that fast patterns don't blur together. Keep return low, like 0 to 20 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 220 milliseconds. Use it sparingly. You want controlled long, not choked. Add utility after that and keep bass mono friendly. If anything in your chain added width, bring it back. Width at 0 to 50% max for this kind of bass, and often 0 is the right answer. And add a limiter temporarily as a safety while you're designing. Not because we want it loud, but because we don't want surprise clips while resampling. One more very practical tip before we print. Create headroom for the transient. If your tail is eating all the peak level, the transient never feels crisp unless it's too loud. So you can lightly soft clip or saturate the tail before the join, just a touch, to densify it and free some peak space. That way the click can poke through without being obnoxious. Alright, now we resample. This is where it becomes real. Create a new audio track and name it Resample 808. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the group output if you prefer more control. Arm the track. Now record single hits at a few useful DNB notes. C1, T1, F1, G1. Record at least 1 to 2 seconds each, so the full tail prints. When you're done, consolidate each recorded hit. Then crop it tightly. Zoom in and make sure the start is exactly at the transient. If there's a click at the very start that feels like a digital pop, add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds. Add a fade out of 10 to 50 milliseconds so the end doesn't pop. And for one shots like this, keep warp off unless you intentionally want time stretch texture. We're going for a clean printed hit. Now turn it into a playable instrument. Drop your best hit into sampler. Set the root key correctly. If it's a C1 hit, the root key needs to be C1. This is one of those boring details that makes your whole tune feel in or out. If you want extra knock, you can add a little pitch envelope inside sampler too. Amount 5 to 15, decay 40 to 120 milliseconds. Keep it subtle. You already designed the main behavior. Optional roll trick. Enable glide in sampler so 1/16 runs get that slur. It's a classic old school movement. Now we test it in an actual rolling pattern so you can judge it musically, not just as a one shot. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Put main notes on 1.1, 1.3, 2.1, 2.3. Then add ghost notes, very short and lower velocity, on 1/16 just before the snare hits. A simple placement is around 1.2.3 and 2.2.3. The exact grid can change depending on your break, but the concept is little push notes that lead into the snare without muddying the sub. Vary note length too. Longer main notes so the tail speaks. Short ghost notes so they give groove without smearing. Now add classic side chain so it sits with the kick. Put a compressor on the bass. Enable side chain from the kick or a ghost kick. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how dense your drums are. You're making space, not pumping for show. Quick troubleshooting while you listen in context. If the low end starts flapping or you lose note definition, you're distorting the sub. Move distortion deeper into the mid-only chain, or raise the high pass on the dirt chain a bit. If the transient is too loud, it'll sound like a mistake against breaks. Turn it down until it's felt, not heard as a separate thing. If the whole bass feels out of tune, recheck the resampled hit with tuner and confirm the root key in sampler. That's the silent killer. If you accidentally resampled while clipping, don't EQ fix it forever. Reprint with proper level. Printing is committing, but it's committing the right thing.